they would not return until 1685 AD. It had taken thousands of years of bloodshed before spiritual understanding had overtaken the material warriors and brought peace to the troubled Lyran spirit forms in the Pleiades. The Codex. Here on Earth still live the spirits of the first travelers to Earth, the 144,207 Lyrans who came here to escape the wars on their home planets. 2,000 of these old Lyrans were the leaders that were responsible for the abuse and experimentation of the original Earthmen. It was their conduct that set the pattern and leadership for the most decadent and immoral society yet to live on Earth. As their spirits passed away to the other side, they took with them a karmic, or spiritual, debt from the material life. Embedded deep within their spiritual consciousness and their Akashic records are the memories of their many violations of the laws of creation. Each time they have returned to material life, they live under what is called the Codex, a karmic debt that must be repaid. We are more than just material bodies with a consciousness. We are spiritual beings who go through a series of material lives in order to evolve through experiences learned during the material life. All spiritual beings are consciously connected to the creational energy, which is the true eternity of all things. Our spirits would not be able to have consciousness without the life force energy it receives from the creation or God force, as some call it. It is this life force energy, a kind of cosmic electrical force, which empowers the spirit so it can exist. It is this common connection to the creation that binds us all together spiritually. As each person thinks each thought, it carries like a ripple through creation and has some effect on all things. The creation itself is the spiritual energy of the universe. Each of us is a spirit form from that energy. Our connection is through a spiritual consciousness that can be sensed through meditation. All of our actions and thoughts then pass through our consciousness and go out into the universe through this spiritual consciousness. This is how we all contribute to the whole of the evolution of the creation. If our actions are of a violent nature, such as in murder, these actions affect the balance of the consciousness of creation. Our actions and thoughts do not simply dissipate or disappear, but are recorded in the ethers of the universe in what are called Akashic, or etheric, records and are a part of the spiritual being of creation. The actions and murderous deeds of the 2,000 leaders of the ancient Lyrans had an effect on creation and are recorded in the Akashic records of Earth. If you take the life of another through murder, then creation records this within the spiritual consciousness of the spirit form and keeps track of it as a debt owed. Let's say you murder someone through a violent act. Their spirit form then passes on to the other side while you live out your material life for another 10 years, and then your spirit form passes over to the other side as well. This action is recorded within your own Akashic record and the record of the one you killed. It has become part of the events of creation and cannot be undone. But since we are beings of energy, the debt can be repaid through the laws of energy which are ruled by creation. Here is how it works. Once you have murdered someone and you both have died, both of your spirits are on the other side and no longer in material form. The debt you owe can only be repaid in the material, so nothing will happen as a consequence of this action on the other side. However, once your spirit form and the spirit form of the one you murdered are both back in the material, the debt can be settled. It is not necessary that you know each other. It is only required that you both be in the material world at the same time. If the person who was murdered becomes ill or is suffering spiritually somehow and is in need of strength, he can take from the life force energy of the murderer to help himself. This is not a conscious act, for neither know each other or have any memory of the previous murder. They do not even have to be in the same area of the planet or in close proximity to one another. It is a natural function of energy in creation that moves life force energy from the murderer to the injured party. The victim will receive a flow of energy, which is taken from the life force of the murderer, and will start to feel better. The murderer, without knowing why, will suddenly lose some of his life force and perhaps become ill in some form. Since the debt is a spiritual one, it is not necessary that the material consciousness of either party have any idea of what is going on. The 2,000 Lyran leaders, who murdered and committed violent crimes of genetic engineering against their fellow man, have many spiritual debts to pay. Living a material life with a spiritual debt to pay is called living under the codex. It may be discovered by an individual through meditation, for the recordings of his thoughts are available in his Akashic record, a band of energy around the earth where all thoughts exist. As we are moving into the new age and the vibration level of the creational energies are increasing, most of the old Liren spirits are coming back into material life. For some, there are many debts to pay. It is this codex which will silently move them to be the light workers of our new world, for they are driven to help out their fellow men and make a difference. Most will never know why they are driven or that they live under a codex. But by virtue of their older and more experienced spiritual selves, most will find themselves playing a part in the development of the new world. The Pleiadians are well aware of these old spirits and know that they can be awakened and can help to be a force for good in our society. They have allowed pictures of their beamships to be taken, which will stir feelings in some. Others will be slowly awakened by the teachings of creation and the understanding of spirit. The Pleiadians believe that if they provide the right teachings, the right words and ideas, the spiritual consciousness of thousands of old warriors can be slowly awakened. And if fed the knowledge of love and light, these beings can be brought to the front lines again to fight for a world that is sadly lacking in human understanding and spiritual knowledge. Having lived previous lives on worlds more advanced than ours, their accumulated spiritual wisdom will keep them from being easy prey to the illogical thinking which holds most Earthmen in spiritual stagnation. Theirs is the ability to rise above the common man and be the leaders of a new era. They are the visionaries, the creative thinkers, the scientists, the writers, and leaders who can envision a world greater than our own. Most of these old Lirans have been prominent in history each time they have come into a material life. Since they have many more lifetimes and have accumulated much wisdom and experience, they will usually feel uncomfortable on Earth and try to change it. A sense of being out of place or in the wrong time is not unusual. Many may have visions of other worlds far more advanced than ours and long to leave here. During my visit to Switzerland, there was an occasion when I was visiting with one of the FIGU members about the Codex, and I was shown a book which recorded the lives of many of the old Liren spirits. Each page provided the names and accomplishments of many different spiritual beings. As I looked through this book, I was surprised to see so many historic names. Truly, the old Lirans have been working under the Codex for thousands of years. For better or worse, they always seem to make their mark in society in some way. The book went on to say that there were five different colonizations of Lirans on Earth, some more violent than others. They had been the white seed that had forever changed the evolution of man on Earth. Currently, 2/3 of the white race on Earth is of the Liran genetic as a result of these five colonizations. As I flipped through the pages of the book, most of the names were unfamiliar to me, but on one page there were the names of 12 different spirits listed. I didn't recognize any of the names. The page looked different from the others, so I had to ask about it. The names were of a special group of Lirans who are now all in material life on Earth. The Pleiadians had given the names to Billy, and he was to watch out for these 12. For they would be drawn to him for reasons which were not explained to me. I was told that they believed that I was one of the 12, possibly number 4, based on the information I had given them about my dreams and my family background. Other considerations as to why they thought I was one of them were not explained to me. I inquired as to whether or not any of the other names had shown up, but was told they had not. As of 1987, so far I was the only one. The future of Earth. Through the awareness of how our current civilization came about, we can begin to see ourselves in a new light. The white race on Earth is not superior to other races, only older than most. If 2/3 of the white race is of the Liren descent, then they have lived more material lifetimes than other races and have more of an obligation to be teachers and role models to those who are younger. As we learn more about our origins and our history, perhaps we can start to come together as one people, the people of Earth. It is easy to see, by the history of the Lirans, that man has chosen the path of power and greed to guide his destiny, instead of the more spiritual path of love and understanding. Here on earth are the spirits of these old Liren warriors who are still playing a part in our development as a civilization. We can learn a great lesson from this legacy of history. Here we are again, a planet of diverse people whose leaders refuse to get along, but instead play a dangerous game of king on the mountain. Just as in the Liren past, we are in a dangerous position where we have the technology to destroy our civilization, and it is in the hands of power-crazy men who are obsessed with the lust for control over others. The sickness of prejudice rules their thinking as they finance wars so that men can kill one another. If we are to have peace on Earth, we must rise up against the negative thinking that controls Earth. We must use the power of love and light to diffuse the anger and hostility that causes us to fight. I have always liked the expression, "Suppose they gave a war, and nobody showed up." If the teachers of the new age can use the power of their light to show others how to live with unconditional love and balance in their lives, we can convince a lot of people to not show up. The answer lies in the knowledge that we are spiritual beings and are all connected together in creation. If we can see each other as spirits and not material beings of color and race, we can discover the spiritual bonding that will lead us to peace instead of war. Earth is moving into a time of spiritual awareness. As the high energy of the new age takes its effect, more and more Earth people will begin to discover their spiritual selves and develop the powers of higher consciousness. As this event naturally happens, these spiritually aware people will provide the evidence that we are more than just material beings. Others will see that there is more to life than just the material existence, and a consciousness will develop to oppose the cries of war and hatred. For the first time in the development of our current civilization, there will be a more spiritual and peaceful solution to our problems than war. Earth will start to learn that we can all live together in peace if we shed the need for material power and greed. Real happiness in life does not come from the attainment of material possessions, but from the inner peace and love that is found on the spiritual path. At first, these spiritual arguments against war will be laughed at and disregarded by the powers that rule. Spiritual people will be regarded as unrealistic and crazy. But very quickly, within a few short years, we will see the tide shift as the people of Earth are drawn more to the spiritual way, which provides a way to live in peace and harmony. Eventually, over the next 100 years, the acceleration of higher energy will so dramatically change the consciousness of Earth that a whole new society will emerge that will forever change the way we live together. If, however, we do not learn from the history lesson given to us by the Pleiadians, we may become just one more chapter in the ongoing list of past civilizations that have destroyed themselves. The chronology of Earth history. This chart shows important moments in Earth history based on information from the Pleiadians. Dates are only estimates to show the chronology of events. 22 million BC – The first Lirans come to Earth and colonize. 387,000 BC – 144,207 Lirans come to Earth and settle here, forever changing the genetics of Earthman. 228,000 BC – A Liren leader named Asar leads 360,000 Lirans to a new home in the Pleiades. 226,000 BC – Asar dies and his daughter Plea becomes ruler. The system is now called the Pleiades. 225,000 BC – Plea scout ships discover Earth, and colonies are founded here and on Mars and Milona. 196,000 BC – War breaks out on Earth and its people are evacuated to the Pleiades. 40 years later – Milona destroys itself and becomes the asteroid belt. Mars is thrown out of orbit and all life is gone. 116,000 BC – For the past 80,000 years several small colonies have been tried by the Lirans, mostly exiled criminals. 71,344 BC – The Great Pyramids are built in Egypt, China, and South America by Lirans. 58,000 BC – The Great Plan. The Pleiadians build a great society on Earth that lasts for almost 10,000 years. 48,000 BC, Ishwishpelagon comes to Earth and builds a wonderful society that lasts for around 10,000 years. 31,000 BC, Atlantis is founded by a man named Atlant, who comes with his people from the Barnard star system. 30,500 BC, the great city of Mu is founded by Mars, the father of Atlant's wife, Caryatide. His empire is sometimes called Lemuria. 30,000 BC, the black race comes from Sirius. 16,000 BC, Arus is exiled from Earth for trying to start wars. He hides out with his followers in the Beta Centauri star system. 14,000 BC, Arus and his men return to Earth and settle in Hyperborea, which is the current location of Florida. 13,000 BC, the scientist Samjasa, the second in command to Arus, creates two Adams, who bear a child named Seth. This becomes the legend of Adam and Eve. 11,000 BC, Arastu attacks the Sumerians, who flee into the mountains. 11,000 BC, a group of ETs of unknown origin arrive, led by a leader named Viracocha, who controlled the city of Tiahuanaco. His base was on an island named Mo. He provided the inhabitants of Easter Island the tools to build the strange statues there which represent him. 9500 BC, the Pleiadians caused the old spirit form from Larsen to come to Earth. 9498 BC, Atlantis and Mu destroy each other and ruin the planet. The air is not breathable for 50 years. All survivors are driven underground. 9448 BC, Jahavn, the third son of Arus II, takes over the three remaining tribes left on Earth and becomes the ruler. 8239 BC, the Destroyer comet passes closely by Earth and causes the Atlantic Ocean to part. 8104 BC, the Biblical Flood. 6000 BC, Venus is pulled out of its orbit around the planet Uranus by the Destroyer comet and is in orbit around the Sun. 5981 BC, the Destroyer comet comes close to Earth, causing great destruction. It also changes the orbit of Venus. 4930 BC, the Destroyer comet once again passes close by Earth, causing tidal waves of destruction. 5000 BC, Jahavn, the son of Jahavn, takes over rulership. 1500 BC, the Destroyer comet passes by Earth, causing the Santorini volcano to erupt. It also pulls Venus into its current orbit around the Sun. 1320 BC, Jahavn is murdered by his son, Arasim, who has two sons named Salem and Ta. 1010 BC, Arashim is driven out of power by his sons and hides out under the Great Pyramid with his followers. They call themselves the Bafath. 600 BC, Hen takes over from Arashim and rules the Bafath. Hen is called Jehovah by the Hebrews. 568 BC, group of Andromedans come to Earth. They're responsible for the lines of Nazca. 80 BC, Hen is overthrown by Kumagolai. 40 BC, Salem turns over power to Plejos, his son, the last Pleiadian ruler on Earth. 10 AD, Plejos returns to the Pleiades after procreating the spirit form of Jmanuel to carry on the teachings of creation. 32 AD, Jmanuel is crucified on the cross. 115 AD, Jmanuel dies and is buried in Srinagar, India. He leaves three sons. 189 AD, Jmanuel's name is changed to Jesus Christ, and his teachings are rewritten to form Christianity. 1000 AD, Kamagolai is taken over by his son, Kamagol II, and imprisoned for life until he dies. 1937 AD, Kamagol II's second in command is called Arusik. He decides to leave on his own. He becomes known as Ashtarshran and tries to influence the people of Earth. 1937 AD, Edwards Albert Meyer is born in Bulac, Switzerland. 1975 AD, the Pleiadians start physical contact with Edward Meyer. 2004 AD, possible conflict with an alien aggressor. 2255 AD, the year the Pleiadians predict the Destroyer comet will return to Earth. Life in the Pleiades. Billy likes to talk about what he has learned from the Pleiadians. His contacts were mostly all with Samjays, the Pleiadian woman of whom he obviously has fond memories. I could even feel a little sadness in him when he spoke about her. It was obvious that he greatly missed her. I remember one night in particular, we were standing outside under the clear, beautiful Swiss sky, and he was pointing out into the stars to show me where the Pleiades were. I was asking him about the planet Era, where the Pleiadians had come from, and if he ever had the chance to go there. According to the information I had learned so far, he had not visited the Pleiades or seen their civilization. But I was wrong. He had traveled there in 1984 with Quetzal, the Pleiadian base commander on Earth, and spent 3 days learning about this advanced culture. Quetzal had frequently come by to Sibeli after his normal contacts had stopped with Semjays. They had become good friends, and Quetzal had invited Billy to return to the home planet Vera with him. Quetzal needed to return there for some reason, and Billy was welcome to go with him. Visiting the Pleiades. Even though Quetzal had been stationed on Earth for many years, his home was still in the Pleiades. Whenever he had the chance, he would return for a few days to once again be among the level of consciousness that is more comfortable for him. Here he could relax and let the concerns of his command vanish for a while and enjoy the serenity of his home world. As he and Billy approached Terra, Quetzal explained how their society had developed into a peaceful world of unity and harmony. Billy was well aware that the Pleiadians had not always lived like this, but had won their peace through thousands of years of war and struggle, a lesson that he hoped would be understood on Earth. As the speeding beamship broke into the Pleiadian atmosphere, Billy was surprised to see that the terrain looked so much like Earth. Not only as era mostly water, but the mountains and forest reminded him of his own home in Switzerland. There were no large cities with towering buildings as on Earth, but instead the small population of Era was spread out into smaller communities that spanned the planet. Even within these local communities, people lived in more rural settings and kept a distance from each other. It was like they were living with nature, tucked away in little settlements that were almost undetectable from the ground. As they flew over several small populated areas that looked like cities, Quetzal explained that almost all of the manufacturing and production of products for living was done on other planets in their solar system so as to not upset the ecology on Era. They had long since developed a balance with nature that was well protected. Nowhere on Era was there a smokestack or pollution of any kind. The atmosphere was perfectly clean and healthy. This helped contribute to their good health and to their long lifespan of over 700 years. The beamship touched down on a landing area at Quetzal's home. The ship's drive systems were shut down, and Billy and Quetzal stepped out into a beautiful, clear, and sunny day. One deep breath of the high oxygen content was all Billy needed to be reminded of how poor the air on Earth had become. Quetzal had informed him that on Earth the oxygen content was dropping to very dangerous proportions, which would lead to disease and the damage of nature. Here on Era, Billy's lungs gasped as he felt the surge of pleasure from the clean air. Just the idea that the Pleiadians were being so careful with their world was very encouraging. The main house was white in color and resembled a dome structure a lot unlike some future-looking homes on Earth. Quetzal showed Billy around and explained some of the technology that was built into the home that monitored the air, communications, food supply, sleep, health, and many other aspects of living. Organic intelligence, much like that of the beamships, was also present here and was built into the house, helping to create a high standard of living. Located just a few hundred yards from the main house was another similar-looking home that housed another of Quetzal's families. He had two marriages and two families of children. Here on Era this was very common as you can certainly love more than one person, and in a society that has all but eliminated emotional problems such as jealousy, most Pleiadians entered into more than one marriage. In Quetzal's case, his marriages were quite successful and were providing him with many hours of pleasure with his wives and children. Many Pleiadians have gardens, but don't actually work in them. The task of maintaining the gardens and food supply was normally carried out by machines. Quetzal was proud to show Billy that he was working his own garden with a set of hand tools that Billy had provided him with from Earth. It was quite an odd thing for Quetzal to be out working in his own garden without machines. He even had garden gloves, seeds, and shovels from Earth, which had attracted quite a bit of attention from his neighbors, for they had never seen this before. The idea of working with the soil and getting your hands all dirty was quite a novelty and was catching on with Quetzal's friends. Beyond the garden was another interesting-looking building that had special interest to Quetzal. He had taken advantage of his travels to many worlds and started a collection of different kinds of vehicles. There were many cars, bikes, and trucks from Earth, as well as many other travel vehicles that were very unusual and strange to Billy. Quetzal had over 100 strange contraptions in his little museum and took great pride in understanding all of them. He often worked on them and kept them all in good running condition. The Pleiadians have long understood the power of thought and the spiritual bonding that connects all living beings together through creation. Because of this, they are very protective of the consciousness of thought that is created by all who live there. Over thousands of years of development, their thought processes are tuned into one another at very high levels. If visitors to Era project negative thoughts, they will be asked to leave the planet so as to not disturb the wonderful balance of thought energy that everyone enjoys. The ability to project thoughts to another place on the planet is very common and is the socially accepted method of visiting. Telepathy, the ability to communicate by thought, is practiced by most of the population. Devices such as phones are non-existent. Try for a moment to envision what life would be like if everyone on the planet were contributing part of their thought energy to a common pool that was used to protect the health and well-being of the planet, the animal kingdom, the food, and the health of all inhabitants. There would be no greed, hate, anger, or negative thinking, but only true understanding and love among everyone. Even though most communication is mental, there is still a tube type of system to travel around the planet. You can travel to almost anywhere on the planet in a very short time. This tube system is mostly above ground and available to everyone. When you are riding on the tube, there is no sensation of movement because the problems of gravity and energy have long been overcome by Pleiadian science. The tube cars are something like our monorail systems on Earth, but are far more advanced and intelligent. As with other structures on Era, the tubes can think and carry on a conversation with you about your destination, and answer any questions you may have about the scenery or topography of the planet. Billy was only able to stay on Era for 3 days with Quetzal and found it very hard to return to Earth. Life in the Pleiades was such a joy to the spirit that just the thought of returning to the low consciousness of Earth was not very appealing. Quetzal had made it even harder by suggesting to Billy that he could move here with his family, if he liked, and leave the cares of Earth behind. This was a hard decision, indeed, for life on Era was very stimulating and creative. All the way home Billy was thinking about it, but knew he would have to stay on Earth to fulfill the mission that he had put so much energy into. The trip back to Earth took around 7 hours, giving Quetzal a chance to educate Billy on many other facts about his planet and its people. There were many similarities about Earth and Era that were not accidental. After all, Earth had been originally colonized by the Pleiadian ancestors who had brought with them plants, animals, and foods from their own worlds. Over the past several thousand years, Earth had become much like Era in many ways. The Pleiades. The Pleiades are a small cluster of stars located in the constellation of Taurus, the Bull. During the winter months you can look to the northern hemisphere, and if you look closely, you can see 6 little stars in a small cluster that are sometimes mistakenly called the Little Dipper. There are actually 7 stars in the Pleiades cluster, but usually only 6 are seen by the naked eye. Depending on the time of night that you look at them, this little cluster may look like a small saucepan with the handle on the left side. If this is your position, then you can move your eyes to the star in the top right position. It is named Tegeta and is the area where our visitors from the Pleiades come from. If we were able to fly towards Tegeta and continue on by it for several more light years, there would be a group of 254 blue suns. Here our ancestors live in a solar system much like our own. Much has been written about the Pleiades throughout our history. They are sometimes called the 7 sisters, or the daughters of Zeus. In the Bible they are mentioned frequently as the 7 stars. The Kiowa Indians have a folk tale that says seven Indian maidens were being chased by bears. The Great Spirit came to protect the maidens by raising a giant tower to block the bears' path. The bears fought to reach the escaping maidens and left the powerful claw marks that are seen today on the Devil's Tower in Wyoming. The young maidens were then placed into the sky and became the seven stars of the Pleiades by the Great Spirit, who protected them.